It was 2 in the morning when the coyotes started hollering at each other. But by then, Brody Boone had already slipped into wool trousers, a matching vest, and a buckskin jacket with copper rivets down the sleeve hems. The coyotes were a common nuisance. The crack of gunfire was not. Relying on the silvery light of a fat moon, Brody strapped a ream of ammo over his hips and shoved pistols into the holsters hanging at his thighs. He thumbed shells into a wide-barreled shotgun as he quietly healed the door shut on his way out. Both his parents were heavy sleepers, but his little brother, Billy, was not. Brody's feet had hardly left the porch when he heard padding footsteps behind him. He wheeled around, shotgun snug in the hollow of his shoulder, finger off the trigger. He dropped his aim to the ground as soon as he saw his little brother at the end of the barrel. Brody smiled calmly as he reached out and tapped a finger against Billy's narrow chest. And when Billy looked down, Brody lightly flicked Billy's nose. Billy swatted at him, but Brody danced away from the slower reflexes, grinning.
"Cabrón," Billy said. "If you're gonna curse, do it in English."
Billy looked past Brody, hugging himself.
"A dónde vas?"
"English, Bill."
Billy crossed his arms.
"No estoy usando groserías."
"Just you wait till your stubbornness costs your life."
Billy repeated the question in exaggerated aristocratic English.
"Burro,"
Brody said with a chuckle.
"Hear the cows?"
They were lowing mournfully, and Billy nodded.
"Wolves?"
"Coyotes," Brody said. "I'm just gonna go give them a scare, okay?"
"Be careful."
"Careful is for city folk and dandelions," Brody winked. "Go back to bed."
Billy began to protest, but Brody said,
"How does coyote stew sound for breakfast?"
Billy wrinkled his nose.
"Can't be worse than the rattler Pa insisted would taste like chicken."
Brody grinned again.
"Go on now."
Brody made his way to the southern gate, ducked between the wood panels, and crossed a large vacant prairie. At the edge of the patch of grassland, the terrain grew jagged with granite as the slope steeped to the west, a conglomerate of ponderosa tightening together the higher he climbed. Rays of pearl seeped through the branches, guiding Brody's steps to the plateau, hillsides he could likely hike blindfolded. He stilled. A breeze whispered from the east, tinged with the indication of campfire. Their homestead was too far from Ridoso for this to come from town. This was coming from somewhere on their property. Catching his breath from the quick ascent, Brody scanned the valley and the accompanying hillsides for the glow of fire. Finding nothing, he continued eastbound and up, maintaining the advantage of high ground. He followed a familiar deer trail, stopping again about a mile down the path. He lowered himself beside a pair of boulders pressed closely together, a landmark he called dice legs. Dice because of how oddly square the outcropping had shaped and eroded. Legs because of how the bottom portion stretched almost like pillars down the steep slope of the hillside. Swallowing, Brody found his mouth uncomfortably dry. He cursed himself for not bringing a canteen. He should know better, being a product of both the desert and the mountains, a child of survival and lawlessness.